Gwen speaking.
Hey Gwen, it's Scott at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm okay, Scott. How are you?
Good, good, thanks. Yeah, I tell you, I tried to catch you yesterday afternoon, but I think your voicemail is full, so I wasn't able to leave a message.
Okay.
Okay. So you mentioned you got some capital needs for some upcoming projects. Tell
Yeah,
me,
I have a
yeah.
problem though
Okay.
with it because I have an outstanding advance with BFS. For 235. I borrowed 250. My repayment amount was 367, 368. I still owe 235 on it. And I don't want to pay it off because the interest rate is too high. But I need about 150 in working capital to fund some additional projects that we have. Last year we did 7.8 in
7.8 million,
sales.
okay.
Yeah, but the problem is this is our slow season. So our right now, we're down to maybe 200, 300 a month. And then it picks up and then we go to like eight, well, the last couple of years, year before last, I think we did like 6.7 or 6.6. And then last year we did 7.8. But this is just like I said, the slow season, and it's kind of seasonal. So January, February, March, don't really look that bad. I mean that good, and then it picks up in April. So I got a lot of problems, and I need money.
Okay. All right. And what do you need the money for? Is it for upcoming projects or
Yes.
okay.
We are starting a project week after next. And I need about $150,000 to fund it, to buy the material and stuff that we need and the front payroll for a couple of weeks.
Okay.
So that's basically what it's for, working capital.
Okay. All right. Do you have a breakdown like how much of the 150 is pay or payroll? How much is materials?
About 75, I was half and half.
Half and
I
half,
need about
okay.
75 for material, and I need about 75 for payroll.
Okay. Well, Gwen, we do actually have, some programs where we're able to look at, seasonal businesses. I know a lot of the working capital programs that are out there, tend to look a lot more short term, maybe the most, 3, 4, 6 months of bank statements. We do have programs where we can look at a full year's bank statements for seasonal businesses. We understand that there are a lot of businesses out there that are seasonal, in particular construction. When you've got weather to deal with, there's certainly slow times of the year. What's it generally, when are your slow times, when are your busy times?
Generally, we close down. Here's how it works. I'm busy. We start ramping up for work in February, which, we started ramping up now. So I'm doing a lot of work. Payroll is increasing. But then it takes about 60 days for us to get paid, for that work. So you figure by April, the money should start coming in. We slow down again in like November because the asphalt yards close in December and da da da. And we do a little bit of work, in December, and then the first couple of years, and then I close completely for 3 weeks in December. I don't open up until after the first of the year. So and in January, we start, gearing up. February, we ramp up and start actually doing some work again.
What type of what type of construction do you do?
We are general contractors. What we do, the last few years, we've been doing a lot of paving, and we do some, interior retrofits. The biggest bulk of our monies right now, we just got a $10.8 million contract with the Housing Authority to do renovations. We also won another $2 million contract to do apartment renovations for a commercial building, and another seven to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. And then we have some asphalt, some paving that we're doing, and then most of that comes in like May, June, July, kind of. So okay. it's just trying to ramp up the cash, keep the cash flow to kind of keep the jobs going is mm-hmm. what, you know, we're, you know, I run into the problems. We've experienced, you know, a lot of growth in the last 3 years, because 3 years ago we were doing like 600-700 a year.
Oh, wow, that's a pretty substantial growth in a couple of years there.
Really scary.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right, so is this the loan? Let me make sure. I want to get a little more info on the loan that you have with. You said it was BFS?
Yes.
Okay.
This is BFS, Vince Financial Services. They loaned us $250,000
mm-hmm.
in November.
Okay.
And our repayment on that is
$368,000.
I called to try and see if I could pay it off, if you know, and get an interest rate reduction, mm-hmm. and they said no.
Hmm.
So I don't want to pay it off, because then I'll be paying interest twice.
Yeah.
The other company wanted to loan me $500,000,
mm-hmm.
but I had to pay them off, so that means I had to get them half of the money. And then I'm paying them interest for that money, and I already paid BFS interest for the money. So it just was, it didn't make sense to me.
No, that doesn't make sense at all.
Yeah.
So, and do they actually charge you penalties for repaying it early?
No, they just,
no discount.
They prepaid, no discount. So whatever the interest is, that's what they want. And I wrote them letters. I told them I was going to file bankruptcy and everything. Mm-hmm. They were like, yeah, okay.
Uh-huh.
Just pay us our $235,000.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to. I tried everything. I was like, please. And they said mm-hmm. no. Because I figured they would reduce it by mm-hmm. the amount of months that I had the loan outstanding, but they said no.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And, you know, that's... jump in and kind of throw in one quick selling point on our loans is we do actually have discounts for prepayments in our loans here. So you said that you took the loan out in November. How long was the term for?
18 months. Yeah.
And how are you paying it back? Is it a daily draw?
Daily.
What's your daily payment?
$1,170.
All right, and you know, I mean, how is that payment for the business? Are you able to manage it, or
it's rough?
Mhm.
Yeah, it's rough. That's because you know, and plus, I probably should have waited to take the money because it was during our. We took it in August.
Mhm. In August, okay.
Yeah. And I didn't calculate for the slow months,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I kind of shot myself in the foot with that one.
Mm-hmm.
I should have taken it like around this time, and it had a shorter, you know, had a 1 year term, and it would have been a little easier.
Yeah,
a weekly or monthly payment, but mm-hmm. I didn't. So woulda, shoulda, coulda.
Yeah. Well, you know, who knows, they may have offered you less, or who knows what they would have done if you took it during the slow time, but because I don't know if they look at, you know, full years for seasonal businesses or not.
No, they only looked at 3 months, and that mm-hmm. was it. So.
Okay, yeah, we definitely have, a bigger option in programs where we look at longer terms. We'll look up, like I mentioned, we'll look up to a year for seasonal businesses. So we can actually, you know, we do actually have the capability to look at during slow times and lend money during the slow times there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, is this the only business loan that you have out right now, or do you have any others?
Yeah. Mm-hmm, okay. That's it.
Okay. All right. And, I think we can, you know, based on based on what you've got revenue wise and, the amount of money borrowed, I think we could look at potentially getting you some, money for these upcoming projects. Is 150 kind of the ideal, or is that the minimum that you need?
Well, 150 is the minimum that I need. Okay. And I really don't want to take more than that right now, because I just want to control my cash flow a little better.
Yeah, you don't want to take more than you can handle right now. That's an attractive thing about our loans too, and our programs that we have is, you can take what you need now. You get a little bit into the payback, and especially for you, you're a little slower right now, but more revenue is going to start coming in a couple months, and if you need money to take on additional contracts at the time, we can always revisit it at that time.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So is this, it sounds like the need's definitely there. Is this something you'd be interested in getting an application into us for?
Absolutely. How long would your terms be? Do you have only just 12 months or 18 months, or what's the...
We do have... it kind of depends, of course, on the amount of money borrowed and, some other factors. Also what makes sense for the business. But I have seen approvals... a little more frequently, sometimes up to 24 months. We do have some 36 month ones. Those are, kind of for our really well qualified lenders. I don't, not everybody has access to them, but I have seen a few approvals go through for 36 months. So we've got a little more flexibility in terms there.
Okay.
Ideally, what are you looking for a payback on 150?
The longer, obviously, the better.
Yeah. Okay.
But I honestly, for 150, I can take a year term.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to ramp up and just try and hurry up and pay it off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what you can do is come back with different options. Maybe you take a longer term, but if you start seeing the money come back quickly from these big contracts, of course you can pay it back early, and we'll give you a discount on the interest. Okay, Gwen, let me just verify some of the information that we have here. Then I'll quickly go over the application process with you. So the business name is BMC, like Boy Mary Charlie Construction.
Yeah.
LLC, and it's an LLC, right?
Yes.
Okay. Are you the 100% owner?
No, 91%.
91%, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, and then who's the 9% owner?
His name is Joseph Batista.
B-A-T-I-S-T-A?
B-A-T-T-I-S-T-A.
Okay. Okay. And what's his role in the company?
Well, he didn't really have a role until recently, but now he does some of the field supervision and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so is his share in the ownership kind of more so as an incentive, salary kind of compensation thing?
For me?
For him, his 9% ownership, is that...
No, he's a member. He's a member of the LLC.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, we just want to know all that up front because, with a lot of our programs, especially with you having that much of a majority, you'd probably, for most of the programs, you'd probably be able to, sign and do everything on your own. But it's good to know there's someone else out there if we can look at other options as well. Okay. And how long have you been in business?
This business I've had since 2007.
Okay, cool. That's what I've got here. All right, and then the business address I have at 50 South Center Street, Unit 22?
Yes.
Okay, and your home address, you're still at 43 Irving Street?
Yes, there it is.
Okay. And then the business location, do you rent or do you mortgage that?
Rent,
okay. And what's your monthly rent?
$2,100 or $2,200. I think it just went up to 22. Can you hold on for 1 second?
Of course.
He hung up. You can go ahead. I'm sorry, he hung up.
Oh, that's okay. All right. Let me just scan through real quick. You said this number I called your cell number, right?
This is my cell, yes.
Oh, okay. Is there any other business phone number?
Yes, it's 973-677-7977.
Okay, 973-677-7977.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so that's, I think, updates most of the information I need for right now here. So as far as the application process, it's pretty easy actually. The application itself is only one page here. I can actually kind of generate one that's mostly pre-filled based on the information we got here. So, and then we look at, normally we request 6 months of the most recent business bank statements, but since you do have a seasonal aspect of the business, I recommend in that case sending in a full 12 months of bank statements, and then the most recent tax return. Have you done 2015 already?
No, not yet.
Okay, that's fine. Most people I'm working with right now have not, so 2014 is fine. And then, oh, and one thing I always recommend on the bank statements, I'll put it in the email too, but it is the full bank statements. Some people, I've had people before go and just like, you can do the transaction history from February 2015 to February 2016, and they print that all out and send it to me, but we need the actual statements, so.
Oh, okay. All right.
Just to save you that, so I know some people do that because probably thinking it's a quick way to save a step and just do it all at once, but that'll save you more work down the line.
Okay.
And what's the best email for you, Gwen?
gmotley@bmcconstruction.net.
Okay.
You guys
Okay.
should have all of my information because I do have a credit card with you guys. Ooh.
Oh, you do? Okay, cool. Yeah,
Yeah.
sometimes a credit card might have shown up in a different
Oh,
file, so I
okay.
probably didn't have that. The file I was looking at is from a prior application you had with us. And sometimes people put the stuff in notes in different places, so I'm just kind of grooming the file too to make sure everything's in the right place and easier to find everything here.
Okay.
Okay. And is bmcconstruction.net a website for you too?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So what I'll do is email you a copy of the application, and I'll put a list of the documents that we need back in there in the email as well, so you don't have to try to remember what I sent you here and told you here today. How soon did you want to get that back into me?
I can give it to my controller. He can get it back to you tomorrow.
Oh, okay, perfect. Does the controller have an email too? Do you want me to CC on
Yes,
them on
her
it?
name is Pradeep. Pradeep, like
Okay.
Paul, dot Agarwal, A-G-A-R. Shoot, I don't know how to spell it. Hold on. I'm terrible. Pradeep, your email is Pradeep dot Agarwal at bmcconstruction.net. That's it. You got that?
Yeah, PRADEEP.AGARWAL@bmcconstruction.net.
Yes.
Okay, that way I can go ahead and I'll CC him on the email I send to you, so he's
Okay.
got it
Okay.
there as well. And then usually we can usually have an answer in about 24 to 48 hours. Come back with some options for you.
Okay.
And you said you're ideally looking for the funds in about a you said a week to a week and a half.
Yeah,
All
ideally.
right. Cool. Well,
Okay.
we can usually work pretty fast. So, as soon as you get that back to me, I'll get our underwriters on it right away.
Okay. All right.
All right. Okay.
Thank you
Before you,
very much.
yeah, you're welcome. Did you have any other questions for me right now, Gwen?
No, not at this time.
All right. Well, it was great talking to you today, and I'll keep an eye out for the email back tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Okay.